Shigenna 1, and so here we are working on the next section of chapter 3, verb conjugation. I thought we'd just start in with verb conjugation. We'll do practice on that other section of chapter 3 later. To construct verb endings, whether they be past, present, or future, add the appropriate ending to the verb root. In their infinitive form, verbs will have a pa or a wa suffix. This must be dropped before tense endings are added. To drink, thung wa. To eat, sa wa. To buy, yo wa. To come, yong wa. To talk, ke cha she wa. To go, tro wa. To meet, tuk wa. To sit, da wa. An active verb is one that refers to a direct object, as in I boiled water. I boiled does not make sense without the referent water. A passive verb is one that does not need an object to complete its meaning, as in water boiled. So for past tense active, first person, verb plus pa yin, negative, verb plus pa men. Second or third person, verb plus pa re, negative verb plus pa ma re. Or second or third person, verb plus song. Or verb, or in the negative, verb plus ma song. Past tense for the passive. For all pronouns, it's in the positive, it's verb plus song, and negative verb plus ma song. Present tense. We've had some practice with these already a bit. Pronoun in the first person. Positive is verb plus gye. And negative is verb plus gime. Second or third person is verb plus gidu. And verb in the negative is verb plus gimindu. In the future tense. First person, it's verb plus giyin, and the negative, it's verb plus gimin. Second or third person, verb plus gire, and in the negative, verb plus gimare. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Sinjanango.